Philip Byther has joined us a few times before to talk about things going on in the Walker. He's the director and senior curator of performing arts, and that's a good thing for him because they've got their big festival coming up here. Out There 2019 starts on Thursday. Philip is kind enough to join us to talk about this year's festival. Hi, Philip.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be with you.
Good to be with you. Thanks for coming on back, man.
Absolutely. It's a joy.
Hey, first thing I want to say is this. I didn't realize you've been there for 21 years. Nice job.
Yeah. It's gone by like just a spark of time. So I've loved being here at the Walker. And, you know, I get to bring artists from all over the world who we think are at the forefront of new art forms. And this is especially a great time of year because we're just a few days away from launching this Out There festival that we do every January.
By the way, and you being there for 21 years, that's just another reason why the Walker is one of the great museums in this country, is that you have, you know, curators like yourself who are there for as long. That brings in such, you know, experience, professionalism. It's just such a, I'm glad you're there. I really am. Out There 2019 has a real international reputation. You go on out and you find some of the real breaking edge artists that are out there and you give them the performance platform they deserve.
Well, it is a long process of programming each season, and I really get to go to festivals and gatherings of artists in different parts of the world and meet with artists, see their work, talk with them about what they're working on next, and then when the moment is right, invite them to come and show their work here in the Twin Cities. And it's really, I think, this kind of festival has helped put the Twin Cities on the map, certainly in contemporary performance and, you know, forms of new styles of theater.
I do want to also mention that the opening night is on Thursday, correct?
That's right, yeah.
All righty.
We open on Thursday with a Lebanese artist and now based in Berlin, and he is doing three different kinds of pieces that really reflect the way the arts are going these days, where artists are making all kinds of different styles of work. So we open a small exhibition of his visual art. He does a really interesting lecture performance, and then the next night we launch the world premiere of a new theater work that he's made with two other colleagues from Lebanon.
You know, part of what I do is I think it's part of my job to try to, you know, for lack of a better way to say, dumb things down for the general public here. You are working on such a level, and you're like playing Vulcan chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. And so it's kind of one of those things where you're at a different level. I had a friend when I was telling him that I'm going to be interviewing you again. He had said, well, I imagine he just has to try to find the craziest thing to one up the last exhibit. I said, no, I know it's a lot more complicated than that. And that's why I said, okay, I need to ask you this. You go around, you go to these festivals, you go out and expose yourself to these you know, kind of up-and-coming artists that are doing performance pieces. What are you looking for when you say, okay, I got to get you to be part of this year's festival?
Well, you know, believe it or not, it really does come down to, have I ever seen something quite like this before? And did it hit me emotionally? Did it feel like it was both formally and kind of artistically really exquisitely done, but also did it have meaning for me? And I think what I think the audiences in the Twin Cities might like to see or be exposed to. So, and you know, the artists of our world are really like the canaries in the coal mine. They're reflecting the world we live in right now. And you'll see this in Out There. It really tackles and confronts, either directly or indirectly, a lot of the issues, political, social, that our world is facing right now. And I do this kind of work because I feel like we have to look to the artists to poetically reimagine the worlds that we hope to live in and to directly address the issues that we're confronting in our time.
Just leaving the politics of the day out of this here, are you noticing that? I mean, because I know a lot of people who said a few years ago, well, one of the things that's going to happen is we're going to end up having a sensational arts community in the next few years because there's such conflict going on in America today. And, I mean, is that something that you're seeing? Is that we're starting to see real adventurous change and challenges by these artists to try to create something new that, you know, you can see there's an acceleration here because of the times that we're in?
Yeah, without a doubt. There's not a single artist that I talk to who who says that they, as people, and their work is not reflective in some way of the turmoil that we're living in right now. And I think, you know, it doesn't mean it has to be highly didactic work or pieces that clobber you over the head with the message they want to deliver. It's often done in very subtle and nuanced ways, very human ways. And I think that's reflective of each of these four pieces we're bringing in this January. It is a time when things get so desperate and difficult, where the arts often play an added important role, I think, in society, just to sort of reflect back to us, maybe not the same way that journalism does or direct news reporting, but in ways through a poetic or an artistic lens that the issues of our time come to the forefront.
So let's talk about the way this is set up by The Walker. It's basically over a series of the extended weekends coming up here, starting this week. Each week is basically a different show, correct?
Yes, that's right. And each of these component parts, each of these four productions we're bringing in, come from different parts of the world.
So let's go over these really quick if we can here.
Yeah,
starting with this
sure.
weekend, with the one you were talking about, with the opening night performance, and how do you say
he pronounces his name Rabia More, and he's actually been with us twice before, and he is a fascinating guy. He makes visual art, he makes theater, he makes lectures, and all kinds of different things, and he is, he's been seared by the Lebanese civil war that he and his colleagues that perform with us this weekend live through. They all ended up gravitating a few years ago to Berlin, but they continue to return to Lebanon, and they continue to confront issues of conflict, war, and also just the bigger human issues involved with what the Middle East has been going through.
And that's starting this weekend. I mean, the opening night on Thursday with a special exhibit, but Friday and Saturday in the McGuire Theater, correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's a brand new piece of theater that I've been in and out of the theater the last 10 days. They've been doing the final development of the piece here, and it's a commission by The Walker, so it's brand new to the world. And we've got some folks coming from France, from New York, from elsewhere, traveling in to see this piece. And it's called Borborygmus, and it's a darkly ironic piece that is about three middle-aged artists who are trying to grapple with the failures of our time and the failures that they've witnessed in the Middle East in particular and in Lebanon.
And that is, once again, I want to say, even though this is going to be going on for the entire month of January, this is for what we're describing now is for this weekend only.
That's right.
You had said you've explored the world and bringing in artists from all over the place. Where are some of the other artists from for later in the month?
Yeah, the other artists come, a collective of artists come from New York City the second week. The third week, we have artists coming in from Brussels who make a very interesting style of mix of film and theater. And the final week are artists from Argentina and from the UK for the final closing kind of largest scale production we have in the whole festival.
Is that the Lola...
Lola Arias?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's a director, very interesting woman from Buenos Aires, but she had this notion to do a piece about human conflict, war in particular, and she took on one of the smallest wars that we've witnessed in our lifetimes, the Falklands War, or the Malvinas War, they call it in Argentina. And she went and interviewed dozens of veterans in England as well as in Argentina, and she ended up hiring three of them from Argentina and three from the UK to basically form a company and tell stories. These guys were battling each other 35 years ago, and now they've formed a company to tell stories of what they experienced in the war. And in the end, they form a collective of middle-aged guys, mostly in their late 50s, who tell these incredibly poignant and fascinating stories, and in the end form a rock band together and play on stage. It's a great, beautiful piece of theater that very successful in the 20 countries it's already traveled to, but has never come to the States.
And I've heard of that before, and the reason why is that I know this. If you go to Argentina, they do not like the British. And if you go to England, England. They don't like the Argentinians. I mean, this is something that for us, our perspective is so skewed because this really never affected us. But there is still a lot of animosity between those two countries because of that war. And so for this piece to be out there, I mean, that sounds phenomenal, and especially the rock band at the end.
Well, she found out one of the guys she hired to be in the piece, and it was a year-long process to put this together because, you know, she's grappling not just with non-actors, but people really telling their own life stories through this conflict, and a lot of trauma that came up in the process of this. So, you know, we're in fact hoping every place it stopped in its tour in the world, veterans from the various wars in those countries have turned out because they can really relate to some of the stories. But even though it's about this conflict between the UK and Argentina, it really has universal qualities about human conflict in general, and in the end, kind of the banality of war in general, which this, I think, conflict is really reflective of. It's funny at times, too, and she found out one of these Argentine guys leads his own Beatles tribute band, which is ironic in and of itself. You know, they're playing Beatles music in Argentina, she saw that as a way to kind of corral all the performers into this band that plays a few Beatles tunes and then has a final kind of punk rock number at the end.
I'm very glad that Walker does this for January because it sure does give the city a very, very cool event to go out and hang out in, especially since it's every weekend. The Out There Festival is 2019. And once again, let's just make sure, Rabia More.
Rabia More is this Friday and Saturday, and an interesting free lecture performance that he does on Thursday, a different piece. And then the second week, a woman named Kaneza Shawl, and a piece about reentry and the black experience of a particular guy who came out of prison and is now a lead role in this piece, and it's called Jack And. And then the third week is this piece from Brussels called Vizdal, which is about the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown, but a couple in their 80s who lived through it and still living there in their farm near the Chernobyl crisis or meltdown. And then the Minefield piece by Lola Arias is the final week of the Out There series, January 31st to the 2nd of February.
I highly recommend this. Once again, Thursday is the kickoff, and then every weekend you have something new you can go enjoy. The Walker, the website is going to have all the information, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
All right. Walker Art Center, stop on by. I'll make sure I link to everything on social media a little bit later on.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for your interest, and we hope to see lots of your listeners out for Out There this year.
And Philip Byther, once again, thank you very much for being at the Walker, being there as long as you have, for bringing in these performance artists and having the expertise. I mean, once again, it's the Walker's a jewel, but having you there, that is such an amazing element of that museum and of the metro area. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time today, and all my best there for Out There.
Thanks so much, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, sir.
Okay, take care.
Philip Byther is the curator over at the Walker Art Museum, and of course, just an amazing talent indeed, the director and senior curator for performing arts. Out There Festival kicks off Thursday. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.